What's that all about?
Yeah. It would in Europe.
Okay,
so much
hold
cover.
On. There's so much.
Okay,
they
don't
move
have
away,
any
go away. Like we do.
Go away. Excuse me, we're going to be using this facility. I'm sorry, I'm using it. Yes, you are. Because. Oh! What's on the screen? No, let me sit on this side. Yeah, you're sitting over there.
Well, that's an SD case.
Oh, goodness gracious. So I have Bill McEwen sitting in front of us. It's going to be 2 minutes before they know about this. I have 56 people connected. I know at least four of them are recording it. Looks like people remember the Studio 110 party, or at least that I was talking about it earlier.
So we have to speak
two
slowly.
Cams going down. Nah, we don't need to speak slowly. Speak with authority. How you been, Bill?
Good, Bill. How about you?
Been okay. It's nice to be here again.
It's going
to
be hard since we're both Bill.
Well, we've always run into this.
We have.
So I think we'll be okay.
That's right.
I don't get confused that often about it. I think we're going to skip the normal kind of pep talk, because you just did that. And I think a lot of the people that are still listening heard that. And I think...
Was it a pep talk?
Well, whenever you speak, it's a pep talk.
Nah, it wasn't a pep talk.
It wasn't a pep talk?
No, a pep talk would have been fun hype, millions of units, we're all going to be rich, etc.
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
That's right.
Okay. I remember that one.
That's right.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a monitor wall in my booth, and I'm gonna have all the speeches by all whoever ran Amiga at the time, and it just looks so funny.
I actually had somebody send me about a month ago a list of all of the hardware designs that have been promised over the last 7 years. It was pretty scary.
Yeah,
I
can imagine.
Had a quad processor Amiga in '95.
Well, the transmitter. Sure.
Yeah, I was. That, wow.
Well, actually, it was on a card, but yeah.
That was news to me.
Yeah. Okay. So now they see that we're here. You look frazzled.
I look frazzled. No, I'm just tired.
Yeah. That's the camera. It adds frazzledness.
It's a frazzle feature.
Okay. So first, I want to introduce you to a new feature we have that we've been doing for the Amiga stuff.
MapQuest?
No, that was not it. Favorites. Question poll.
All right.
One of my friends on the IRC channel sat down, Nico Man, thank you, sir, and banged out a web poll that actually allowed people to type in questions, and then the questions were voted on. So you can see what is most important to the people out there in Amiga land. So as you can see, the top question has 48 votes against it. And since you're sitting much closer to it than I am, you can read it. So if you want to just read through it real quick and start answering, say, the ones that are on the screen, we'll start there.
How come everybody's anonymous?
Not
who
everyone
is that guy?
Actually, on this page, there's one person who's anonymous. Yeah. Everyone else, well, Spork is probably anonymous, too. But I know Darren personally. I can get Vexar's real name if you really need it.
No, I just it surprises me, like, when I go and do check the message boards.
Yeah, like
anonymous
ANN.
Guys everywhere.
Yeah, actually, it's Anonymous Coward. We can get you that shirt if you'd like.
So the first question was, when are we going to get some roadmaps? And I don't mean accurate ones. Well, then why have them? But rough ones with some pointers to the order of when elements of DE and OS 4.x is planned progressing. Well, I think we've put out the roadmaps in the past, and they were kind of worthless because we didn't hit them.
Well, that's what they think they're asking for.
Well, but he says, I don't mean accurate ones, so why have them?
Well, I don't think he means, like, on September 24th, we're going to be here.
Oh, okay. Well, we are.
I mean, we want a vision. We want to know, and not just from what you're telling us, we want a picture on the web, a nice graphic that says this is where we're going.
Well, we don't have a picture, but we do have a layout of exactly what's going on. It's been on there about OS 4.0, 5.0, where it's going, the hardware, etc.
And where is that?
That's in the executive updates. That was done May?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's... We want something that's contemporary.
Of course, an update. So you're absolutely right. In fact,
but a contemporary that's always going to be there. Tell us where we're going.
Pictures. Drawings.
We like pictures.
Drawings.
Yeah, all the smart people in the Amiga market are, you know, there. We need pictures now. Yeah.
Well, you know, you're right. We should do that.
Yes. So there's a good one.
That is a good one. So we will do that.
Yeah, but pictures help.
That's a good one.
And it's also that it's consistent. You do an update in May, that's May. We know that just means that was that day.
Well, that's
we want something that says, this is where we're going to be.
Yeah, we're revamping the site again to reflect better. We were trying to get it broken up so people could see the difference between, you know, DE, embedded, etc. And now people can't find anything, so that didn't work. So we're trying to refocus it again, but I think that's a good idea to have a timeline. We'll just add that to the feature list.
Roadmap.
It's a good idea. Roadmap, timeline. Yeah. They're both. And an update.
Well, so timeline is kind of linear this way. Roadmap can go. We're going to go
here. Well, here's the well, you've got vision.
Turn right, yeah.
And then how you're going to get there and where you are in process.
Yes.
That's what we're asking for.
That's what we want.
Then we'll have to get you one.
Well, not me. Everyone
anonymous.
Else.
Well, 48 people named anonymous.
Have you tried the Vanilla Diet Coke?
No, but I did get a Vanilla Diet Coke shirt. There isn't a Vanilla Diet Coke. There's
no,
Vanilla
there's not.
Coke.
There's Vanilla Coke. I've had it. Okay.
Yeah, no. Haven't tried it.
It's not bad, but it's not Coke.
Next line. How many Amiga 1s and copies of OS4 do iTech and Hyperion need to sell to break even? I don't know.
No clue? No guess?
I would probably have a closer guess to Hyperion than I would iTech, but I don't know their cost of goods on their board, so I can't tell them.
Okay.
I would say that to do anything viable, it's at least 500 units.
So we'll extend this question. What's your break even on the SD cards and the and those things?
Well, that's a little different because we have a fixed cost on the SD card.
Yeah.
And then it's just the number of units beyond there. We've got deals with the SDA vendors who are participating on that, so it's all based on volumes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can sell one, and you know they make X, and you sell two, we make double that.
Okay.
So
that's a good model.
Different.
Let's sell like 400 times.
What happened to Amiathon 2.0 when it was released? Well, Amiathon 2.0, to my understanding, is actually in beta now. People can download it and start playing with it.
Well, for beta, but how do you get in the beta and all the rest?
No, not beta. It's you don't have. You can just go right to their site and click it.
I don't think so.
Did that change?
Well, we can check.
Let's check. Because I thought that was available. I keep getting emails saying that it is. But Amiathon 2.0 is or will be available shortly. I mean, the contract signed.
Where?
Available through retail and online.
But, I mean, if you say it's available for download, where would that be?
I don't have the link.
Okay.
It's on. Bernie's got.
I believe it's amiathon.net/download.
Well, let's check that out. We've got three machines here.
Thanks. Well, but I only got no bandwidth, so.
Are you leaving?
No, they're just printing out the list. The directions for the party.
Okay.
So, what's next on the list here?
Whatever happened to the TV parts with Sun Corel and several others. Why no news of this in so long? Well, Sun, it's still Java support, so that's still there. Nothing's changed there. Corel, well, we've all seen what happened to Corel. Everyone we worked with is gone. There's a lot of stuff that we have going on with them now that we can't take advantage of.
Well, wasn't there more with Sun than just the JVM? I mean, did you guys have something else? I remember.
Well, we had a lot of stuff, but again, you know, a lot of things have happened in the last 2 years with the market. We're seeing a lot of refocus in these companies. And you look at Sun, who lost money for the last 2 years, they finally turned profit again. So a lot of the stuff we're doing is consumer-focused.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys have dropped all their consumer stuff.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at Intel, we had stuff going on with Intel and their consumer group. Their whole consumer group was disbanded. So that's a lot of the reality we've been having to deal with. There's a lot of people we were working with trying to enter the consumer space, working with Amiga to make that happen, and then they've completely dropped all consumer efforts.
Yeah, so the emails start bouncing.
Well, almost that bad.
Yeah.
So is there any plan to support OS? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. When will we see the first OS4 released by Hyperion to the CyberStorm PPC boards and Blizzard PPC boards.
Now, let me ask this. Let me extend this one again. The question here is, when are we going to see these things for the classic or the available PPC cards today? Let me say this. In your opinion, would it make more sense to release OS 4.0 when it's ready, even if that means it only runs on classic machines versus Amiga 1s, or are you going to try to hold the release so they come out at the same time, the Amiga 1 versus classic?
Development's being done on CyberStorm boards.
Yeah.
So that's what they're developing the product on. So we know it always works there. They're working with Blizzard. They just got their hardware on the Amiga 1 side, so work's being done there.
But what I'm getting at is, if they feel the OS is ready to go, mm-hmm. but the Amiga 1, for whatever unforeseen reason, might not be ready, are you going to hold OS 4, even though it's considered GA? Are you going to hold it to make the Amiga 1, or are you going to let it out for the classic?
I'd love to say that's my decision, but it's a decision between us and Hyperion.
Yeah, well, you have a piece in it. What would your opinion be?
Yeah, my opinion is ship it when it's ready.
Okay. Well, that's an opinion I like, because
yeah,
I want to play with it when it's ready.
Amiga needs to get into the mode of shipping product.
Yeah. That's okay. Another good thing to do.
And be it the Ace player for another device, whatever. The idea is we have to start shipping product.
www.amiflon.net/enamiflon news shtml. Mr. Meyer, you don't even own a Picasso 96 license. Oh, that's Bernie.
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The constant battle between the kids in
yeah.
Europe.
Okay.
Next we have, is there any plan to support Amigo S to 64-bit? Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Has the plans for a full desktop environment in DE been scrapped in favor of the OSBPC? No, it has not been scrapped. However, there's a lot more work needs to be done in that environment. What we're doing is we're taking OS 5.0 and moving it so the OS and DE merge as one.
Yeah.
So the two become one product at that point in time.
No, that's a good idea.
So
can I have it tomorrow?
Give me another week.
Okay.
I don't know. How much money do you have?
Hey, you didn't take 2 weeks, so that's good.
So it's ship in a few days.
There you go.
Okay.
We've done that.
Any chance that some of the old developers, like NewTek, could be persuaded, come back, well, to bring the new
OS hardware killer app. Bring the new hardware killer
app. NewTek has been shafted by Amiga so much over the years. I don't know what it would take.
3,000!
I don't know what it would take for NewTek to come back, to be very honest. They required so much from Amiga. I mean, long before we ever got there, products never shipped that were promised. I mean, warehouses full of product disappeared before they got it.
Uh-huh.
Amiga has not been the greatest of partners for NewTek. I would love to see it, but I don't know. I know of other vendors who are not only coming back, but have already begun development work on some other stuff. We're not at liberty to say who, but I have some really nice shots of some sound stuff, some animation creation software that is in process. So
for DE, for OS 4?
For desktop.
Okay,
for
OS
desktop.
4. Okay. So what's next?
When Bill first introduced the DE to us, he had a dream. The dream is to walk in the room and for his PDA incident, recognize other DE-enabled devices in the same room, and if need, use a
and they would mate.
Sorry. Yeah, that's right. And there'd be a lot of little PDAs. Some of their cell phones. What in the last years have been done to realize this dream? What should be done the next year, and how close are we to this dream? Well, what has happened with that dream is it's happened a lot slower than we anticipated. It's absolutely still there. We're still doing it. And the fact of the binary portable opportunity and the fact, like today we showed you the land of Amiga running on a cell phone, the exact same contents running on a PDA, that exact same contact ran on the Linux desktop. That's the first step. So you have to create the foundations. Then at that point in time, you can allow these to begin to interconnect, cohabitate, create symbiotic relationships.
And mate.
Yes.
Let me jump in with another question. I bought the Amiga DE player when it was available because I like sending you guys money.
Yes.
When am I going to see an update that allows me to have some of the features you're showing today?
The 1.3 is what we're showing here.
Okay.
Which will be updated. I don't have a schedule on when that will be.
Roadmap. Be nice.
That'll all be together. I didn't get that data before I left. In fact, to be very honest, I was surprised that 1.3 was actually showable. I didn't know we were that far along with it. I've been, to be perfectly frank, for the last 6 months, I've been focused on one thing.
Excuse me. You want to talk elsewhere? Thank you.
It's been raising money.
Uh-huh.
And so I have been spending all of my time doing that. And I basically get to go and find out, okay, I get asked once a week, okay, what's going on with this?
Yeah.
So I have not. It's like, set the tone, set the path, get out of the way, and let things happen. In fact, I was really pleased to see the cell phone. I got that
Which
Thursday.
One?
The Senda.
Okay.
I mean, I got that Thursday. I had no idea we had stuff running on it yet, so the guys are working real hard to make those things happen. But as far as the dream and the reality and the player, with 1.3, when we made the Pocket PC version of the Amiga Entertainment Pack,
mm-hmm.
the idea was to be like Game Boy. You plug the game in, it runs, you walk away.
Seems you've gotten fairly close to that.
What happened was a lot of the guys in the press who bought the desktop player, actually bought the player like you did,
yeah.
have other games they prefer, like Boxicon was
yeah.
a favorite of one particular editor. And he wanted to be able to blow it on the PDA, which could not at this time.
I see.
So what we did is we pulled back a little bit and created the player so that it could do the exact same on the desktop that it can on the PDA. So with that being completed very shortly, then you'll get a new update.
Same version.
The same.
Okay.
So the player on a Pocket PC, the player on a smartphone, the player on a Linux device, the player on a Symbian-based device, and the player on your desktop will now be the exact same player as opposed to various versions.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would seem like a necessity for the way you're trying to deliver these things because version mismatches would kill you in your compatibility.
Well, the version mismatch is not on the application but on the player.
But that's what I'm saying. Who cares?
Yeah.
If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Nobody wants that. We want it to work. So.
But we still have different versions of the player because it is a different version for each product.
I mean, I know that for people who did buy the player, and even the development environment, if we haven't signed an NDA, we haven't seen any sort of updates for this. I mean, I would like it if you address in your next executive update kind of when we're going to see, when can I go to Amiga.com and download the newer version that lets me scroll and so I can try, Fleecy said, like, you know, use fingers and hands to try to play while scrolling it just because I'm bored or something. And also for the development environment, the development kit, there's a lot of features and functionality which are not in there.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, the thing that I purchased to try to play with was too much for me because I'm not that advanced as a programmer. When am I going to see that updated and the dollars I put in that?
On the toolkit?
No, I mean, I paid for the original thing with the half-built boing bong
right,
in front.
Right. A lot of this is resource. We have to focus on where we get the fastest return for our money right now.
Uh-huh.
So we've been focusing our attention on the Pocket PC, smartphone, and Symbian-based products right now. The desktop has taken a back step, and some of the tools development we started have been put on hold right now so we can deliver some more commercial products out there to gain revenue.
Yes.
One of the biggest problems we've got in raising money is our revenue line is not high enough.
Yeah.
I mean, we're no longer in... No. It's actually the revenue line's there. It is that blip. Today, you know, we're certainly not in the same economics that we were 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Revenue line is actually more important. In fact, it's funny. One group of venture capitalists I actually worked with told me, "Well, look, you know, as long as you're in the black and profitable, we'll give you money." So
okay.
Like, well, that's kind of stupid. If I'm in the black and profitable, I don't need your money.
I wouldn't go there necessarily.
No.
Because you can be like a dollar over the red line.
No, they need more than that.
Okay.
So that's what we're focusing our attention on. There's a lot of stuff going on in tools that the SDA developers have, like the scalable stuff you saw today.
Yep.
We've got some new sound stuff. John Harris has been doing some really cool tools that he's been kind of... We're starting developers and start using those, you'll see in his titles. So there is a lot of stuff going on there to make things easier.
Okay. So while I'm on the subject, and ignore everyone else because I want to know this, from the developer perspective, because this is going absolutely nowhere in anyone's pocket or anything if mm-hmm. it doesn't have content,
mm-hmm. That's right.
What is Amiga doing actively to try to bring developers together, not in a web presence, but maybe like a DevCon or those kind of things? What are you guys doing to make sure that developers can communicate with each other, they can share ideas, that development actually occurs for this platform?
Well, right now what we're doing is working through the partnerships. For instance, with Sendo, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff in creating a developer community targeted at those devices.
Okay.
Sendo,
but that's all online crap. I mean, when are we going to see some real?
Well, again, it's resources.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have any, it's hard to do it. Gary already has it all laid out. In fact, he even has a book that was ready for our first DevCon, which we were not able to have. It's something we're going to do. I can't give you a timeline yet.
Okay.
In fact, they already picked Orlando.
From that perspective, I think it's incredibly important that you guys focus a lot on your developers, too, because you're going to go to Sendo, you're going to go to these other companies, and they put in their PR business applications.
They're not up there. We have a lot of stuff that's already in QA we've got that have not been put up on the other.
Anything you can talk about?
Oh, yeah, we got a great messaging app called Scribble. You send instant messages over every major network mm-hmm. in your own handwriting.
Well, that's cool.
It's like ICQ, but it's in your handwriting. So you just jot a note off and back. Well,
Could you send that again?
What?
It doesn't help me.
But it's extremely popular with our Japanese and Korean folks.
Certainly.
Kind of kanji and
they learn how to write.
Yeah,
they can probably write much better English than I can.
But it's a lot easier to use than even on some of the newer cell phones, you know, trying to
figure out. Unless it doesn't have a touch screen, that'd be a bitch.
What? Yeah, well, you wouldn't be able to write.
Yeah, that'd
yeah.
be very
would
good.
Would be
like Etch a Sketch. A little mouse. Okay, that's a step backward. So what else you got in the wings for our DE apps out there? You mentioned business stuff. Let's go there.
There's business stuff. We've got web browser. We've got, well, four messaging applications.
Is the, what's the, is it the Espro?
No, we're not doing anything with SPL.
Okay. So what's this web browser?
I can't. You'll see it shortly. All
boots.
I can say.
Where are the boots?
Yeah.
Kick them.
Sorry. Can't tell you.
Okay.
We're not allowed.
I mean, this kind of stuff is what we care about. We want to know about this, because the more we know about this, the better we're all going to feel. Because right now, we don't see this stuff.
But part of the issue is that we talked about today, until I can actually make it and deliver it to your devices, I don't want to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have probably 43 applications in QA that are being tested. And until such time as they've passed and we can get them out there, I don't want to tell you about them. Sorry.
That's your choice.
Now,
nice
in time, Bill, when we get to the stage when we've delivered those and we've met the timelines and we've been able to prove that track record, then we can go back to talking about what's coming.
Yeah.
Okay? But, excuse me, today it's credibility. I mean, we out of the four OEMs we announced, none of them shipped.
Yeah.
That's not helpful.
What were they?
Sharp. Nokia.
Oh,
you didn't know about the other one. We had a set-top box deal with a group in Germany. And we still have the box. It's lovely in our office.
Just kind of cut a hole
in
the top.
You can load
it
up. Works great. And I can't remember who the fourth one was right now. But, I mean, we announced these deals. They were signed deals, but never shipped.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't do us any good. These other products are available. They're shipping. Sendo delayed their phone, but we're there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's going to happen with any new product release.
So
we want to make it work before we give it to people.
Really?
It's generally considered a good idea.
Okay.
Microsoft is pretty amazing in the way they do things. Okay, so what's the next question here?
How much influence did the sole hardware licensee iTech have on the licensing terms or for other hypothetical licensees, i.e. their competitors, when they were consulted?
I think what they're trying to say is, has iTech cornered the market on Amiga once?
No. We have already signed deals with other PPC manufacturers.
The Sharp or something?
No, there were four that were announced. I'll have to get checked. It's on the website, and I forget.
Four others? No, all we know about is iTech.
No. There was a...
Anyone know anything other than iTech?
L-Box is assigned one. They were announced.
Well, they have the Sharp PPC.
Yeah,
but that's for inside here.
And there was another one. I mean...
The rubber chair. That's probably a bad name for a business.
No, in fact, everyone's. If there's a PPC manufacturer out there, we'll talk to them.
Yeah.
There's nothing cornered on the market here with this. That's one reason why it runs in Cybertron and Blizzard.
AIX boxes? Let's see. Let's go to Amiga DE is coming for Amiga OS 4. The answer is yes, but the question is when it will be available. And then I'll say that's another important thing.
No, it won't be on OS 4. It will be on the next the version following.
It will not be in 4 at all.
No.
Even if it's 4 as PPC and native.
Not in its initial stage.
Come on,
not in its initial stage.
Damn, that just hurts.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, the hell doesn't. I want to play it here.
OS 4, when it ships, then we'll look at how to apply DE to it.
Well, I'm talking 4 series, like 4.5, 4X.
Oh, yes. It's just saying 4. I mean... It won't be in
4.0. I think the spirit of the question is to the 4X level. Like, where are we going to see it?
I'm trying to be very specific in my answers.
Which is totally non-committal to anything.
OS 4.
He did say that. You did say Amiga x86.
Did I use that today?
Not today, before, like last year.
Well, but it's because then later it became Amiflon.
Yeah. But not Amiga on x86, Amiga x86, that's what you said.
Right. Well, that was the name of the product that I picked.
Well, we were debating this earlier, so I just wanted to clarify.
Okay. Now we're starting to ramble.
Yeah. Well, it's getting late. We're having fun. We always have
okay.
fun.
Okay. What exactly what did you do with the revenues generated by the sales of coupon shirts? Hey, paid for my trip here.
Ouch.
Come on. I mean, it's not about revenue sales. I mean, by the time you put in the cost of the T-shirt, I mean, we're eating the cost on... I mean, we don't make money on this.
Yeah.
We're losing... I have to pay that $50 back to every single person out there
mm-hmm.
for the hardware. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The idea was to try to show, not only to my board, but to other people looking at us, that there are people out there who like Amiga that can spend $50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Which is what exactly it means.
And you know, wow, $1,000. But that's great. And after we start shipping stuff, et cetera, we've got a real opportunity.
Yeah, a target.
But anyway, whatever happened with the Sharp Zoris partnership? You know, I wish I knew.
Yeah. Well, I think you addressed that too in your
speech.
Let's see. There's a really long one.
That is.
But he like gave his name. He sounds like he's in Japan or something. What does it say? Maybe it's a bad thing.
Yoshihiro Imoto.
No, it's interesting.
Okay, and hardware from company with license. I think it's highly important for all growing software to run on most possible hardware. Yeah. We're reading this. It's a very long.
It's very long. Actually, they can read it themselves. Okay. It's got the 9 votes, the second one, on the page.
Oh sure. Fly it. Now I'm blind.
Yeah, okay. Now read it. That's right. Sure. Sorry. He's tweaking the bar there.
I do. Okay. The man's license selling is about to go with our hardware. Hobby developers I know also laugh. To me, it sounds... I don't get the question.
Yeah, it's a bit long-winded. Let me see if I can boil it
question?
Down.
Don't you think new customer amigos when they can only use hardware and size yet?
I think
he's just asking... Oh, it's just... Okay, it's just back to who can... Where can we run the OS?
Yeah, who can license?
Guys, the dream of Amiga and the focus of Amiga is hardware-agnostic systems. So while OS 4 initially runs on these boxes, the future... And part of that is I don't want to say it's control, but you do almost need a closed box solution initially.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can optimize for the components in there. You brought it up at dinner. You know, one of the things that's so important that was so cool about the Amiga is you had Blitter. You had all these things that were proprietary to you that made it really fast. I can't afford to be in that business anymore, so we need to shorten the list, if you will, of supported companies so we can optimize as best as we can to those solutions.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be... especially on the desktop side, we're not going to be end-all, be-all. We can't be because then you lose that edge. Okay, yeah, our OS is only 5 megs and there's a gig. That's a positive there and speed, et cetera. But what else can we do just to tweak it a little bit more to make it a little bit faster and handle graphics better, et cetera?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of the stuff we're trying to deal with now. So, anyway.
Let's back off the poll. Let's go to some other questions. Because I know I've been getting flashed from flashed on the ICQ thing here a lot. So let me just run through these real quick.
Good question.
If you wanna
there was a good one here. It says, will Amiga DE, Amiga Anywhere, will be available with the Sony Ericsson P800? It's a cell phone PDA running Symbian. Well, we're going to have a Symbian build, so the answer will be yes.
Yeah. Hopefully soon.
Very soon.
Okay, so the first question is, so why weren't we allowed to hear the full speech? Did the audience have to sign NDAs? What was the point?
Yes, everybody had to sign NDAs. In fact, blood samples.
DNA tissue. Will there be any new cash postal order channels for us to join the I Am Amiga? And I personally don't like that because I don't want to walk around in the neighborhoods I live that says I Am a Woman.
No, we're not going to be
that.
It actually will not say I Am Amiga. It'll be a very nice graphic, Amiga Inc. That's it.
Okay. Because I really don't want to walk to certain supermarkets I know and have I Am a Woman on my T-shirt. Yeah. That's not cool. not cool. Yeah, okay. So anyway.
Right, go ahead.
So, other promos. I ask because in the UK, there's nowhere for people to send money,
sure you could. You
coupons, they didn't have banks and whatever. So, what are you doing for other channels to distribute the club membership?
Well, we tried to hook up dealers. In fact, it was funny. We notified the dealers through our lovely dealer mailing list, and there's hundreds of people signed up. 18 responded that they wanted to make them available.
Yeah.
And they made money on every one. I mean, that they got to make money on this, too. So more of an opportunity for me to dig a deeper hole of debt. And out of those 18, 6 actually participated.
Uh-huh.
And one in the UK decided not to, but primarily because of taxation issues over there and the way they have to...
account
the funding, etc.
Yeah, the legal issue is a big mess.
Yeah, so it's one of those situations we'll continue to expand it, and we're going to be learning more about how to make this available.
Good. Ask Bill why redistributed hardware of third-party vendors touted as the new Amiga in practice and practically something made by and for Amiga Inc. Why are they planning as being... What the hell? Weren't they planning to be open licensees? Man, this is getting embarrassing. No, I'm not going to ask him that. Next question. If we can ask a question at this point, here's one, Bill, when Bill's finally available. I think I'm about a minute behind on the shoutcast on listening to the images regarding the large department store deals with Australia chains, Westfields, Dick Smith, etc. Any deals with the Australian chains?
Nothing directly yet. What's happened is, again, it's limited resources. We don't have any direct representation in Australia. So... what's going to happen initially is it'll all be available, with the exception of the embedded stuff, the DE stuff, Amiga OS, Amiga Desktop, etc. Those will be available through Amiga retailers long before you're ever going to see it in, I won't say mainline, but, you know, a Best Buy or whatever in the different countries.
Okay.
So it'll take some time.
Let me go back to where I am, because there's a whole bunch of junk in here. Will we see press releases from O2.co.uk, Sendo.co.uk, etc.? As usual, so far, it seems like partners or whoever.
Yeah. Okay, Sendo will be up on Monday on their site. In fact, it's their release. Somebody took it from my desk, so it's not even written in American English. So Sendo will be up on Monday with theirs. O2 will not be announced publicly for at least another month.
Okay.
By either of us. There's no press release on our site either.
Other than what you've shown here.
Yeah, just what we showed, which we were allowed to do, show them what we're working on.
It's nice.
And that it will be available, but it's a timing issue. I
mean, so we have another question. Who was the winner of the Amiga 1? Someone was asking.
John Hinkle?
Hindley. Do you have his number? We can call him.
No,
that
we
would
don't have his email.
That would make great radio. Find him and go, hey, buddy, you want to read?
No, I don't even have that.
That would be fun. Next time, you get phone numbers. And you do a show here, we're calling his ass.
Someone sent an email to python@enterprise.net.
That's
him? The guy's email.
If it's not, he's going to get a whole bunch. Whoever it is going to make they won one.
Try it. Someone ding.
Right, now you got to give away two.
Someone ding it. Someone go python@enterprise.net.
That'd be funny.
See what happens.
Poor guy. Okay. Is there still?
We got like 20 people listening to us, so it doesn't get 50.
Yeah. We discovered that one. I don't like that one. It's too many capitals in it. Entertainment Pack, Salt Dixon's, all the other games apps coming out for these cards. Okay, so I'll ask that.
Okay.
What is this thing? Is it like we're talking about the Amiga Anywhere SD cards, the CF cards? Are these things locked? RAM?
No,
is it open?
The new one, well, the current one is locked, so you're stuck with those games.
And you can't update it, yeah.
Well, that's what the change we've made. So the ones will actually be shipping in the stores. You'll be able to download new content to as much as you want.
Or erase it, use it for something else.
Yep.
Why not? Yeah. Yeah, the 911 virus. Your phone just randomly dials 911. That's going to be fun. If you want to have a Kraftwerk ringtone for your mobile phone, I can't see the point in having custom signal in the first one. Okay, you go there. Webcams are dead, and those things. Babe, you're getting boinked. I think that's something to do with Joe. Let's not ask. With OS Amiga OS 4.5, will the new user environment change that you've outlined in the exec release? So what can you tell us about the user environment, user environment?
There will be one.
Now, are we going to see an effort to make sure that, as early as possible, that the Amiga DE player and whatnot, its browsing, its look and feel are going to start converging to what we get on the desktop?
Yeah, in fact, you'll start seeing similarities. Part of it is the tools that are available on DE are not the same we have on the desktop.
Okay.
So, in fact, I've been real impressed with the stuff I've seen lately with some great shading. And we didn't have that before, some transparencies.
In the Amiga...
In DE, that were always available on the desktop, but not available in DE. So you've got a situation of some catch-up, but at the same token, you've got a situation where as the two come closer and closer together, you will have some similarities.
Okay.
One thing that will be important to some parties is having a very flexible interface that they can adjust, create the way they want.
Yeah, certainly for the OEM-type environment. Right. We don't want it to say anything with you, look like us, but we'll give you money.
Exactly.
That's what you like.
So instead of having the big Amiga, you have a little Amiga.
Yes. Okay, so what do we got? I think that's all of them out of the web pager, because that guy sent it twice. And Brian says, hello, Cecilia. I think that's to you. He's my friend in Maryland. He's a little lonely sometimes. This is from someone, Moss, that says, congrats and thanks. I think that's to me. Are we alive from Harold? I'll ask through my channels. I should probably not. Please tell Bill McEwen that Michael Wilkins would like to thank him for sending a very kind Amiga marked gift, tie pin, stickers, etc. Michael Wilkins.
You're welcome.
He says thank you. Cooksey's Amiga 1 beta board. You know, it doesn't exist until Terry Cooksey beta tests one. He has spoken. Now I need to hear him laugh. I think him is you. Where's Terry's Amiga 1 beta board?
I don't have one, so he doesn't have one yet.
That's pretty rough that you don't have one. You own the company.
I don't have one. We don't have it. In fact, CompuQuick had one before I did. We haven't even seen an Amiga One board yet at the office.
That hurts.
In fact, I haven't had a chance to see the one here.
Really?
So
that's rough. We can go look at it later if you want to see it.
That's all covered up.
Sheet, man.
By the way, hi, Terry.
Anybody have any questions from the floor here? Been kindly listening. They're all quiet. Going once. Anything?
Well, I think people would have preferred being able to buy an Amiga One and OS 4 here. I think that would have
been... Well, hell yeah.
That would have been
much
nicer.
I really
would
like to buy one at Amiga Expo.
Yes.
Actually, I would have liked to buy one in MUS number 1 in 1997. That would have been nice.
No, we never had one planned then.
Well, something, whatever.
No, I mean, it what would have been nice is had we had the machine ship when we said they were going to ship and do what they were going to do. That's a new thing for us, but we're trying to get there. At the same token, we're desperately working to continue to ship product and enhance them, and that's what we're working towards.
Well, we all certainly appreciate it, and hopefully someday we'll actually be able to do all this broadcasting from some sort of PDA or something. We have a question from the floor. Hold on.
Okay. I was wondering if you're ever going to get to a point where you're going to put an operating system on a device, as opposed to always writing on somebody else's operating system that could be very slow booting and et cetera.
In order to do that, we have to find the hardware partner first to make that happen. I can share with you we have, I'll just say, discussions going on with two vendors right now where we are
the saw
only
the arm that had no moving parts last time.
Well, my point is you have had discussions. You showed people what you
Yes.
for them as far as an operating system for their stuff,
yes.
as opposed to some other people.
Correct. No, we have. In fact, we have a situation right now with a Japanese electronics vendor that has a strong ARM-based system, and we have a native build for that where we are not running hosted. We are the only operating system on there. It's a joint deal between us and Dow. So there are several opportunities coming out. And you'll see a lot more. The real issue has been, you know, you're looking at a declining market opportunity for a lot of folks, and products that we saw that were ready to go have been held back. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not shipping at all. So, the other thing we're seeing is, in fact, we learned that 7 out of 10 pocket PC devices are sold to businesses. They're not even sold to consumers. So a lot of folks are looking at business applications first before they're going to look at any type of consumer app.
Well, I was just thinking that it would be so nice to see your operating system functioning on a device. And if other people got to see that, I think it would really wow a lot
of
people.
There's one particular hardware company that we've been positioning it as the Game Boy killer that also syncs with Outlook. So, and it helps differentiate them in the marketplace, and we do sync with Outlook. We can read Excel. We can do all that stuff. Basically, everything the other ones can do, but it's a multimedia focus. I mean, some people are listening. We had an MP3 player here going crazy. We had an MPEG player that scales. I mean, we got a lot of neat stuff out there.
That we can't buy yet.
No, you can't, and maybe you never will. it's
run on
Game Boys? No. But I still can't believe they get $60 a game. I mean, oy vey.
Will the Amiga DE scale to the level of a game console? And have you approached this market?
We have not approached the market because there's just no room for us. We had a version that ran on Dreamcast.
Why not?
No,
they're cheap.
Back in the old days when it was good.
Well, they showed that, actually.
Yeah, they showed us running on Dreamcast. Of course, I did win my bet with Fleecy, saying that Sega would kill that product. But I'm glad we spent the 4 months developing for it. Again, it's a situation of...
Oh, I caught that.
Yes.
I'm a little tired. James says hi. Let's see. I don't want to ask any of that junk. Let's see what's over here. Gary Peek has something. Tell the boss mine is on order. But I don't know what his is talking about.
Peek, get some sleep, man.
Yeah,
what
go to bed, Gary.
Up?
It's not that Jeez. Late yet. Let's see.
Hey, the man just went through, you know, heart stuff here. Get some sleep.
Yeah, he's here. Is the Amiga DE SDK going to be available on a Mac OS X?
No.
You know, no plans to go to the
not
Mac
right
side?
No, Mac's got some weird issues. They don't like us to run on it, to be very, very frank. We'd like to do a DE version for Mac, and they just make it impossible.
Really?
Just not interested. Whereas we have like people like Palm that want us to, but then I wonder why. It's just not there yet.
Running on B, running on Palm, running on
there's no
ARM.
They got the engineers. They could care less about the OS.
Yeah. I wonder if the engineers think about that.
There are so many opportunities for us. There's been many mistakes we've made. One of the key issues we did is we focused on too many different devices.
Yeah.
We had so many different players in process, so many things going on. We had set-top boxes that never shipped, PDAs that never shipped. We even have e-books from Italy that people want us to develop for. And so we did that work. We've been asked, in fact, in the last 72 hours by a very large educational company that's coming out with a new strong arm-based 8-inch handheld that they've already got millions of units sold into schools. And they want it to be a native Amiga application. They don't want another operating system on it. They want us to be the whole ball of wax. But it's such a huge burden and cost to take on that task without people paying.
Yeah.
And what's happened, traditionally you have NRE, right? You got non-recurring engineering costs that an OEM will front you to get it to work to make it happen.
Yeah.
Those are gone. We can't get those from anybody anymore. So we have to be very cautious as we move forward and pick these systems
mm-hmm.
and where we put our resources to make it happen.
It's definitely a tough thing, and I can see that happens industry-wide. So.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it used to be if a vendor came forward and said, we'd like you to develop for this product, you say, great, it's X amount. And they say, great, you get half up front and half when you deliver, and it's advanced against royalties. Gone. Now it's like, this is what we want you to build for, and when you're done, tell us.
Yeah.
And if it's good, we'll take it, and we'll pay you as we go, which just adds to the burdens of the company to pay to make that stuff happen.
Yeah, and then we'll cut you a check, and you'll get it in 2 years.
Yeah.
That bounces.
Been there.
I don't know. Anything else?
I have a question.
Sure, hold on.
Go ahead.
Back in the original Amiga days, when I was running Turbo Silver and all these things on my Amiga, the Amiga was basically 3 to 5 years ahead of anything else that was available at the time. Do you see any way that will happen again in the future, or are you always going to be shooting for parity with the current market?
The only way that we'll be able to do that is with a hardware partner. There's a lot of stuff we have planned. Dean's got some brilliant hardware designs. I mean, stuff that is miles ahead of everybody else out there. There's only two things that can happen. Either we get close with a hardware company who has the resources that can fund it. And the scary thing is, we don't need, like, if we were to go back and do new chip designs, okay, you got the $20 million minimum. All right, we're never going to get that. However, there are some cool designs you can create, which Dean has done, that use existing products and some newer stuff on the shelf that, in this new direction, set up some bus changes, et cetera, puts us way ahead of other people out there. And so in that case, you're looking 1 to 2 million to be able to make that happen. But there's no way I can afford that. Dean's got, between Dean Fleece and actually mostly Dean, he's got 4 or 5 brand new, I mean, earth-shaking hardware designs that we would love to produce. In fact, originally that was in our plans. That was one of the reasons why Dean came on, is because we were going to have the funds so he could do it, and it just hasn't happened. One of the things we're working on right now very closely is actually going back to some folks we used to work with and say, look, the reality is you've got competition out there. You have to differentiate yourself in the marketplace, and we can show you how.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to see how those conversations move forward.
Interesting. So I got a question here. When you say we, does that mean Tau, Amiga Inc., or both? We spent 4 months, we spent 4 months developing for the Dreamcast. Is this Tau or Amiga?
No, that was mostly Tau. That was mostly Tau and Dreamcast. We were doing our stuff on top of it.
Another comment. Let's see if there's anything over here. Nope. I think the web pager. You can read this before you answer it if you'd like, but
okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll move it over so you can see it. Yeah. At least he's reading it. That's all I can say.
Well, that's an Amy Thlon question. And the answer to that question is we have a license with Bernd Meyer, and if you have an issue with it, you have to take it up with him. You don't have a license with us, and neither does H&P. It was never executed. So any copies that are out there at this time are illegal. And we have a contract with Bernie, and he says he is. So that's something you guys will have to take care of.
Well, thank you for answering that. He's been pestering me all day. So I'm sure it's something that's on the top of his mind, and we'll see what happens with that.
I got to tell you, this is some of the stuff that drives me crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you can only imagine.
It is a constant, nonstop drag on resources,
yeah,
on people, on time, on emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You spend a great deal of time working with groups, different companies. You get contracts to where everyone agrees. You allow them to ship, and they don't sign. And then when you go back and say, excuse me, where is the signature? And they think they have you over the barrel because they're shipping and they haven't signed.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, in this market, it was so loose for so long. I mean, there was no one to sign with.
Well,
I mean, it was just tough.
Well, when we took over and I came in and I went to Germany, I was shocked to find there were 16 price lists for A1200s if you wanted to buy them.
Depending on what your name was?
Exactly. Who you were, where you were, depending on what the price was. That's just wrong. And I offended a lot of people in going in and changing that, but that's what we did. And I'm a pretty simple person to deal with. Here's the deal. If you like it, fine. If not, okay. And we'll negotiate with you to a point that makes sense, but we're not giving it away for free. The other thing that happens is these guys think that we're weak. Because, you know, they don't have enough money. Well,
yeah, always the key.
Surprise!
Yeah, you can get lots of lawyers in this country now.
Yeah, they're all available.
Yeah.
unless you're working for bankruptcies.
Yeah,
you're in
well,
good
we'll
shape.
Be on consignment.
Actually, can I ask how big is Amiga right now?
As far as staffing, we're at 32 staff-wise.
32. Worldwide?
Yeah.
And most, how many of those people are located in the headquarters?
16 in headquarters.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. And how many of those people are actually working on, like, making it come forward?
The person
answering the phone is not...
No, actually, she's doing a lot of stuff. You haven't met Tara, have you?
No, I haven't. You don't bring her, like I say.
Okay! Garrett, we actually had to take her face off the web.
That's painful.
She kept getting all these letters.
It's like, you're driving the hits on the server too high. We're gonna
It was something else. Anyway, no, it's most of the staff in Seattle is dedicated to operations, licensing, and working on the player and the embedded stuff. We have testing going on for x86 work, for stuff on PowerPC. Then in Europe, mostly it's drivers, etc., and then working, and then Fleecy coordinates with Ben's team on OS4 and with Alan's team on Amiga 1.
Mm-hmm.
So on those two things, Fleecy works with those guys.
Okay. So, there's people.
Are you doing anything with classic machines?
There
you
aren't
guys
any. We ended up with 18,000 of the machines, which were all sold. Those were all gone. And as far as spare parts and stuff like that, most of them, shall we say, were rifled through, and the good stuff got out before I had a chance to touch them. A lot of them ended up in other countries, a lot of the parts. And in fact, it was bizarre. I showed up one day, and there were 67 pallets of 3.1 manuals.
Okay, that's useful. I've got some. You need more?
And the thing is in Germany, you can't throw them away.
Why not?
Because of their laws, environmental laws, you just can't like dump them.
You can't ship them to another country.
No, so they got to go through this whole process of get them to recyclers, and I mean, you can only do a few at a time. It was just amazing.
Using this brochure is in the museum.
Actually, you could save on your own manuals. You just go through, cross out the words, and rewrite them. Oh, no, it's in the wall. We still have more from Harold.
Yeah, that's fine. But
he's not going to be solved here and tonight.
Nope.
Yes.
And the other question is, what about things like Amiga Vision? You know, is there anything that came out of the old Amiga that is still viable or could be reused?
Oh, there's a lot of really great stuff out there. I mean, I don't have the staffing to do it, and our hopes is a lot of the folks in the community will, you know, developers would love to bring back some of that stuff. I think Amiga Vision, again, I don't have the history, so what happens is I'll be someone and someone will say, well, have you seen this? I'm like, that's brilliant. Where do we get that? Well, it's Amiga Vision. Ship with, oh, okay, you know.
I own
eat
that.
Eat humble pie and say, "Oh, thank you very much."
Mindwalker. What do you mean that's mine?
Well, there's even confusion as to what's ours.
Yeah.
Because
Rex.
Well, when SCOM went down, those like the magic packs and all stuff, then no one received any money. They did not get their royalties. They were committed, and so there's literally millions of dollars that there are still lawsuits pending against Commodore and SCOM, etc., on ownership of that intellectual property.
Yeah.
We own all of the Amiga IP. We own the boot. We know. I mean, everything that was that the Amiga IP. The only thing we do not own were the actual patents. Gateway held those, but everything else that was Amiga is ours. The third-party products that were included in the OS, there's question mark as to who owns that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And our understanding is there's still, like I say, suits pending. And so it's difficult on what's going to happen with that stuff. Our understanding is we actually have the source to Amiga Vision. I'm not clear if we own it or not. And that's just one of those question marks that we have not been able to take the time to address.
I mean, that kind of visual media system would be...
I think it'd be
nice
great. We've got some set-top box guys we're dealing with that would love that. I mean, there's so many. This is one of the problems. There's so many opportunities to do stuff.
Yeah.
There is no reason a set-top box can't be the home server. There's no reason that they cannot. They've got enough horsepower, right? I mean, they got 20, 30 gig. I mean, the media terminal was going to ship with a 60 gig hard drive.
Yeah.
Right, there's plenty of horsepower. These are x86 based systems for the most part, and there's no reason that can't be the hub. And then using Wi-Fi or whatever in the home, suddenly now your other devices can be enabled by that device. I don't care if it's running Linux, us, eHome, whatever. We can run on those devices, and thereby enable other devices in the home to work with it. And that's what we plan on doing. But it takes time to get there.
You just reminded me that several years ago you guys were talking about working with the major equipment vendors from Japan,
mm-hmm,
who were at the time trying to build a standardized interfacing for their gear so they can make... So if I bought a sound...
Hobby.
Yeah, the Hobby stuff. Yeah. So what's up
Sony's
with that?
Hobby.
It's just dead or...?
It's not dead, but it seems to keep moving. What we're doing now is we're spending most of our time working with the OCPA, which is the organization that's standardizing on DAO's intent. I think it's ocpa.co.jp, and I think you'll be impressed with all the people who signed up that are going to be standardizing on their stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to be working with that organization to help create standards
for the skinnable fronts,
mm-hmm, so that everything can work together.
Will Hyperion need a shark? Just ask Ben this tomorrow.
Yeah,
the Hyperion thingy question, Chris Lamb or whatever your name is. Will there be any more Tech TV appearances? You and Dvorak and Laporte, golf buddies. You can give them the golf balls from Coke.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I could use those because I go through golf balls left and right.
That was very kind of to do that.
Really
that
bad with
fun.
That. Neither will I.
Yeah, Tech TV has an open.
They go swimming.
So there'll be more opportunities for us to do stuff with them.
Yeah, I know Joanne really enjoys Tech TV. She raves about it.
Yeah. So Leo's a great guy. We have a lot of fun on and off the set. No, I'm not golf buddies with him. But I knew John Dvorak and used to harass him long before I ever got involved here.
Is there going to be adequate software for the Amiga 1? And is getting Amiga DE to run on Amiga the Amiga 1 a priority for Amiga Inc.? It seems that you'd be doing... That would be doing a big boost for the platform, not just in terms of additional software, because it represents new technology and attract additional interest to the Amiga's comeback. So again, getting back to this
yeah,
player thing.
Yeah, well, the DE is planned to be port after OS 4 is ready. It's not a hardware issue; it's a software issue. So, regardless of it running on Amiga 1 or CyberStorm or Blizzard, I mean, the fact is, what we need to do is get the DE on OS.
So,
and go from there.
As I understood it, there was a block from going to 68K. With
yes.
intent,
yes.
But as far as you know, there's no legal impedance to making it work on a PPC chip. It's just a matter of the resources.
Oh,
to get it, done.
It wasn't legal. There was nothing even legal with 68K. It was just resources. In fact, what's interesting is our understanding is Dow now has a 68K build.
Well, that's
so,
nice.
So it's something come on,
man.
Investigating.
Well, hook me up.
Yank something out of the wall here.
Hit the power nut. Is it beeping? Are you recording?
Yeah, we were.
Just hit stop. It's cool. This is going to be up on the web before you get banned.
That could be scary.
Very impressive. Very impressive. The OCPA is old news. Okay, whatever.
Great.
Was Fleecy deported? What is his legal status
deported.
In the U.S.?
He can come back now.
He can come back.
He wasn't deported. No, actually, in fact, Fleecy was this kind of a sad story. When we were at Gateway, Gateway kept telling him that they were doing his green card paperwork, and then when we hired him, we found out they didn't file anything. So I was like, well, you got a choice. You have to leave the country for a year or big, really hassled. So we asked him very nicely to leave. I have that same camera.
Really? It's a good one.
It is a good one.
Can you, like, turn that on or something? Just leave it on?
Yeah.
Just not record? Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Fix that.
Go fix it. It'll be fun.
Oh, God. Anything else you want to say to the, how many people we have listening at this late hour?
Hey.
The 69 people that are listening?
69 people that are listening.
Yeah.
That's
we had
that's
90.
Really cool.
We had 90 earlier.
Oh, so what you're telling me is I suck.
No, I'm saying people go to bed.
Down to 69.
No, we actually had 90
people.
Yeah, but
people. It's like, you know, 7:30 in the, it's like 7 o'clock in Europe.
Yeah. Well, it's
so
all sorts
early
of time
there.
All over the place.
Okay. All right. And Peak was still awake.
Yeah.
Which,
oh, jeez. Shit.
Apparently his nurse wasn't there. Anyway, just thank you. I mean, this has been a rough 18 months, especially for all of us. The products didn't ship when we wanted them to. What's nice is that they're still coming. I mean, nothing's been killed in the process. There was a change on the Amiga 1. I'm happier with the change. I'm real happy from the perspective that it bought us actually more time to do more with the OS, which makes it a more complete product.
Yeah.
And it's like my argument with 3.9 from day one was, well, OS 3.9 was what 0.5 was supposed to be. 3.5 was supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I first got those contracts, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, so 3.9 is everything you promised for 3.5.
Well, I mean, I have to say that 3.9, and I'm pretty sure everyone here is running it, is actually
it's
a great
what
version.
3.5 should have been.
Yeah, great.
And that it is a great product. I'm not taking anything away
people
from it.
People can use the amplifier it ships with to listen to the audio stream. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. What about Office software as a plan for word processing on the Amiga DE? Have you seen anything?
We actually have one. It was done in India. So we have one now, but it won't be available until it's gone through testing.
Wow, they asked that three times. Really wanted an answer on that one.
Yes, they did. All right, guys.
Okay, I think we should
Thank
wrap
you.
It up. Thank you, Bill.
Thank
it's
you.
Always
Pleasure.
Good to see you.
Bill,
take care. Yep,
see
hopefully
you
see you at the next show.
Yes, oh yeah. Well, is there when's the next one?
2003?
No, I've got one in October somewhere.
Oh, you got another one.
Probably Germany, right? Cologne?
No. What Australia again.
Well, this
Australia
is September show, too.
The September one, isn't that France or something?
I don't know.
I can't get to all of them.
Yeah.
If I was, I'd be gone every week.
You can send me. Feel free.
I'm actually,
us crap, man.
I mean, I wonder if we're getting in a situation like we'll start having them in people's homes.
I'm there.
You know, you start.
Actually, I used to do that. We used to do this at my dad's place.
Yeah.
One more thing about the story about picking the lock on the barrel thing. That was me by myself.
I know.
During the petrol roast, which I still have not seen because I was down there picking that lock.
Okay.
And the only way it was successful.
Yeah, go ahead. Because I know. Because it was my idea. Because I handed it to you. Because I tried it.
Was using Ryan's business card.
That's right, the stainless steel business card.
Yes, they molded perfectly into the thing.
We were trying pliers.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He's like, no.
So I went to go open the box. He's like, where's the key?
I think I still have that.
The key you made?
Yeah.
I think, well, because we had to nick off part of it, right?
It worked. Yeah, do not tape the key to a locked box to the outside and then ship it that way.
That's right. Well, it was there when it left.
You might as well unlock it.
That's right.
Oh, God.
All right, well, thanks. I'm going to have to go have dinner.
Okay.
So,
see ya.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I got to move all this junk back into the room so I can go party a little. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. That's the end of the festivities for this evening. Thank you for all the questions. Thank Nico Man for putting together the poll, and I think that was quite successful, and hopefully we'll be able to do that in the future. It's been a wild ride. We'll see you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get Ben Hermans at about 1 p.m. Pacific time. Spend some more time with the blimp. I was working on that a little today. And other fun stuff for everyone to participate in. So that's that. And signing off from Emmy West 2002 in the banquet terrace with piles and piles of computer stuff. Bye.